Thank you for calling Orange Doll Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, Judith Schneier, SCH.
Hey, Judith.
Oh, you got me. Hi.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I have. I had talked with. I don't know. Maybe it was. Is Quincy in retention? Do you have a Quincy?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. And you're in Kingston, right?
Yeah, we're at the Kingston office. The last, what's your address?
6 Platt Avenue, PLATT, in Rhinebeck. And the last time I spoke to somebody, I believe, was in November, and it was a woman. And you probably have it down because I think you keep track of calls.
Uh-huh. What was the issue you're having?
Well, she was just very helpful, but and I was trying to remember her name, but then I also have a question. But can you tell me what her name was?
The last conversation I'm saying logged was on the 9th. It was September.
I'm sorry?
The last conversation I'm seeing here was in September.
In September? Into
maybe,
retention?
Well, if it was from another team, if it was from the tech department or retention department, I would not be able to see those notes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was really frustrated with when I got hooked up, or when they laid the line. The company that you had laying the line really screwed things up. And I know it's been a few months, but I've been very sick, and my son was very sick. I had left specific instructions because they were going to lay the line, and it was going to be underground, and so I had made sure to let you all know that they were to let me know when they came on the property, because I wanted to talk to them about it, because I have an underground fence wire system, and I wanted to go over that with them. But apparently their habit is just to come on the property and just do the work before even letting you know that they're there. And I don't think they would have even let me know they were there if I hadn't happened to walk into the front room and see them working. And in fact, they even crossed over onto the other people's property, my neighbor's property. And granted, you all have, or the town has, or the village in this case, I guess, has a right way. And so it's within that. Mine was not. Mine was much more than that, but they had not notified me, and they did not notify my neighbors, and they came out really mad. And I had even said to them, now there was only one person that spoke English, and he pretended, but he never, every time I would call to him to try and ask him a question, he would never respond. But I did say several times, before you go on their property, you might want to let them know, because they're not going to be real happy to have you working on their property and not even let them know. And they were actually going to drill through the driveway and their driveway. And I said, you might, oh no, they're going to be working with us too. Well, they had no intention of ever working with you all. And they did come out and was yelling at them. And I told them, to my neighbors, I said I was really sorry that they were working with me, but I had told them to go talk to them, and they refused. So anyway, so there was a bunch of problems. Well, in the meantime, unbeknownst to me, they had broken the line, and so it wasn't working, but they also didn't know where my fence line was, And so they weren't sure what they had done. And so they were going to come back out and fix the whole thing. Again, they were supposed to let me know when they came so that I could review it with them. And they did not. And so I found them after they had done everything. And they said, well, we've done everything. It's all connected. It's showing us that it's all connected. So you're good to go. And I couldn't really see the lights down in my basement on it. So, but I went over it with them several times. Are you sure? Oh yeah, no, our machine is good and you're good to go. You're done. Well, it was not done. It's broken. And so I have to get it fixed, and I'm pretty angry about it. But like I said, I've been really sick, and my son was really sick, and I haven't been able to call since then. And actually I had called because I was trying to deal with the billing, but my problem was brain. Things I couldn't put sentences together, and so it was hard for me to call.
Okay, so was it resolved now?
No, it's not.
For the billing issue?
Oh, the billing issue was resolved. That was not a problem. But that was why I do want to find out. That woman was great, because I'd spoken to one guy that had said, oh, there was nothing that could be done, and that had not been what I had been told. But that worked out. She took care of it immediately, and you all were wonderful, and I was happy. But now I do not trust those guys to come and fix my stuff, because they screwed it all up, and I have no idea what they did. I don't know where the line is, because they couldn't really – I asked them where they had put the line, and they weren't really sure where they had put it by then. And so now I have to call the company out, and I don't know how much it's going to be, but they just have to do the front. They'll have to repair that, and I want that covered by you all, or to get it paid by the company that you hire, because that was disgraceful. I have never seen a company work that way before.
Okay, so just to better understand, for the drop that they did at your location, you're saying that it was never covered up, right?
I'm sorry?
You said the damage that was done at your location, you said it was never covered up, right?
No, it was never. They said they finished it, but it was not. It was still broken.
And what exactly was broken? Was it the
line, my underground wire is broken, so my dog can get out in the road and get killed.
Is that the underground wire for our dog, or it's for?
It's for my dog's underground collar, invisible fenced.
Oh, okay.
And they said that they had the equipment to fix it, and they said they had fixed it. And I said, are you sure that you fixed all of it? And they said, yes. But I had told them, but then when I asked them where they had put the line, they couldn't really remember. They hadn't marked it. And at least that time they were talking to me, because, you know, other times when I would ask questions, they wouldn't respond.
So did they tell you that they fixed it?
They told me they had fixed it, yes.
Okay. All right. So has
But they couldn't any... tell me where, but it did not, it was not fixed.
Okay. And could I under, I just, I'm just writing down the information to send over to my
team. Oh, sure, sure. And it's so... not, yeah, you all have been great. It was that company. And I remembered even checking with Archtop, because their guys came at the same time. And I said, are they part of Archtop? Because then I wasn't sure I wanted to go with Archtop. And they said, oh, no, they're we contract with them to do the laying of the wires. And I said, okay, because you all should know. And I mentioned it to the woman that I spoke with, that it was disgraceful how my neighbors and I were both treated.
Okay. All right. So.
But the thing is, I don't want to pay to have the fence fixed because I was told by the company when they came back out again that they had fixed it.
Okay. And what do you mean by it's not fixed? Is it a case that...
It's a case that she can walk right through and not get shocked. The shock does not work.
Okay.
It's a shock collar. So when she goes to a certain part, wherever the line is, she has so much room prior to that line where she will begin to get shocked. And I couldn't test that because they didn't know where they had put the line.
So this was all underground, right? And they placed...
That's all underground.
So, all right. So let me see if I got it. All right. So
I'm sorry.
That's fine. So basically what happened, they came to do the underground drop, basically connecting the fiber from the street to your home. In that process, mm-hmm. you said that... your dog invisible fence, that's the line that was broken. They said that they would fix it. You said they came out to fix it and they told you that.
Well,
it was
I want to point out that I had told you all that when the people were coming to lay the wire, that they needed to talk to me beforehand because I needed to let them know. And we needed to figure out where that line was. And, so I kind of figured where they should put the line that would not be in the way of it, but they never let me know that they were here until after they had already broken the line. I don't know how many places, they wouldn't tell me, but I know they broke the line and they said, oh, I wish we'd known. Well, yeah, they were supposed to. And if they had even come to the door to let me know that they were working on it, I could have told them. But they have this assumption that they don't have to tell us when they're on our land, when they're on, because it's kind of a right of way, and you know it's the town or village
that they own
up to the road.
Yeah, usually once a customer does sign up for service. For the drop that is connecting the wires from the home to your property, usually we let customers know that they do not need to be home for that part of the installation. And if it's the case that if there's anything on their property that we need to know about, if it's the case that you do have underground wires, we usually would like to know that information so that we can make sure to make a note and reach out to the customer to find out that information.
And I did let you all know that.
Yeah, I definitely understand. So it's a case where...
And yeah, I mean, obviously it got forgotten, but now we just have to get past that. And actually, the thing was, is that they had no idea that the line was there, so they picked where they were going to put the line, which was obviously the wrong place. When they were then talking to me about where the line was, I told them where I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. And they said, well, we have the equipment, but it's not working. So we have to go and get some other equipment. And I said, well, you know, we can work on this. And they said, oh, no. We have equipment. We're going to come back out and we'll do it. Well, I guess I thought that because my car was in the driveway, it's obvious that they could knock on the door and I was there, but of course, I didn't know that until after they had so-called fixed it. By this time, they were on my property. They were not on the town. Well, I don't actually know where they put it because then they don't remember. So I don't actually know which land. But I don't care about that. I just was upset that they didn't let me know that they were there and I had left the notice and that And that then they said they had fixed it and they had checked it out and their equipment works with everybody. And I said, are you sure? And they said, oh, absolutely, that it works for every company. And I don't know, maybe their equipment doesn't work, or else, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say anything negative to two other guys. They didn't speak English, and that's not anything I would blame them for. But I wish the guy that did speak English would answer me when I asked questions and would talk to me when obviously there's a problem, but they waited until they messed up, and then they were willing to talk to me, or the one guy was. And when I tell them that they really should check with the neighbors before they decide to use to hook up on the neighbor's property, at the phone pole, I said, just let them know you're going to be carved because you're carving through their driveway. Let them know, please, that you're there, and just, you know, they don't have a say because it might be on town land, but it is only fair to let them know. And they did not. And then they got yelled at. But that's your company. And you all, I do know that, I think that you all had been there and talked to them at some point. But I do know that they're not going to use you anymore because of what had happened.
Yeah, that's definitely understandable. And I understand how frustrating the entire situation is.
My mistake, and I want to, and again, it was because I've had this problem. So that's why I'm here all the time, because I haven't even been able to work. But, you know, it took me a while to get back to you on this, because to just even be able to follow through with things has been very hard. So I've been trying to get my life back together again, and now I'm much better and starting to do all this. But it did take a while.
All right. So let me definitely get this escalated over to our construction team. You said it's a case where you do not want our team to come back out to try to fix the fence. You said you're going to have a team out there and you're requesting that Archtop meets that payment.
Yeah, no, I'm concerned about having the construction team because that's the guys that were there, right?
Well, we have a lot of persons on our construction team. It could be a case that we could send out some other guys out there to get that fixed. But let me first, before we do anything, let me first get this over to the team, and then let the team reach out to you to see what is the best solution for you.
I think, honestly, the best solution on my behalf is to have it done by the company, because they know the system. They can make sure it's working downstairs and everything. I mean, it has to all be coordinated. And I think that's probably where the problem came in, is that they may have fixed something, but they may not have done something else that maybe needed to be done. I don't know.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be simpler.
Is it the case that the shock collar is only working for a certain area, but not for...
It won't work for any part of my yard.
Oh.
And I'm right off of Route 9, so I'm pretty nervous. I mean, obviously, I don't let her out now without one of us being outside with her, so we can run after her if she does go out. And she has gone out once. That's how I realized that it was definitely not working, was because she went out, and then I kind of did some follow-up with it to look into what had happened, and it was that it was not working. So the collar is of no use right now. The whole fence is of no use. So I do have some partial fencing, but it doesn't fence in the front or the back, just the sides, some of the sides.
All right. So let me get this information over to the team. I'm also going to let them know that you're requesting a callback so that they can provide you with the solution as it relates to you getting the manufacturing company and as it relates to the bill. As I said, I don't know much information on what would take place, so let me send it over to them and let them give you a call, okay?
And what I'm happy to do is call the company and get an idea of what the cost would be.
Yeah, they would give you, I would say the construction team, they would give you a call on sometime next week, maybe on Monday. And then you
and
can
tell
also
them
try to get the estimated amount in the case that they do ask you for that, like, estimated price.
Okay, and yes, and if you can, and I will call, I'll try to call them tomorrow or first thing Monday morning so I have some sort of response to follow up with this. But I will follow up on how it needed to be corrected, whether they needed to then tie it in with the downstairs, which I know they did not do. And I don't know, you know, I don't know the process. I usually have the company do it when, you know, when it's, you know, it's broken before. And, you know, they're not the first ones to break it because they have, in fact, I had them pull it up further in the yard. But now I don't even know, like I said, where they put the wire. So I don't know how, where it is all in conjunction. But I will get a price. And then what I was going to say is have them, if for whatever reason I don't get to the phone, have them leave a message with a name. And make sure that they will talk to me because the other guy, and he, you know, he looked like he was totally flustered and overwhelmed and everything. And I don't know what was going on in his life, but it was not helpful. And I would also suggest that you all might want to just at some point send a note to the people next door to me and just an apology that you heard that had happened and that, you know, you're very sorry that this is a company contract with and that you are handling it.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure to put all that notes out in there and just remember that you'd be getting a call from the team.
Okay.
Just to let
That's
you know,
great.
Okay?
And remind me what your name is again.
My name is Abby.
Abby?
Yes, that's correct.
A-B-B-Y?
That is correct. You got the spelling right.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. And you're which team are you on?
I'm just
is
a
it
part of
sales
customer
or?
Service.
I'm sorry?
Customer service.
Customer service. Okay, great. Thank you. Most everybody, except for the one time I called the guy, everybody else from your office has been really helpful.
Yeah, we try to create a great experience for our customers. I do truly apologize for what you had to go through. And I'm definitely going to send this information over so you can get looked at as quickly as possible, all right?
And you might want to just, you know, something you might want to do is check with the guys that were then hooking me up in the house, because the guys that were there when they were first working, and I'm not sure who that was at the time, my notes are not really too well laid out. I never thought about laying it out this much. But I had mentioned this, and I got the feeling that they weren't surprised or that they've heard things. I don't know. I don't want to say that they have or what, but I do remember they didn't, from what I can remember, they didn't seem too surprised.
Surprised that they broke the line?
That the people that were doing the lines, that they are not very helpful or friendly.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely send over that feedback as well.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not going to blame those guys for not having said anything because I'm not sure. But you know how you sometimes just get a feeling like that maybe that it seems like they're not too surprised when I told them what had happened and how frustrated I was that they wouldn't talk to the neighbors and that they wouldn't talk to me. And, you know, how I was a customer. And if I ask a question, it's only fair enough that they give me a moment and talk to me. If it takes them a few extra minutes, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, usually we more technicians, we do have some friendly technicians here. And as I said,
oh, I don't mind. I have absolutely no problem with having employees that are Latino and that Spanish, that English is not their first language, or that maybe they're not comfortable yet with it or whatever. That is not a problem, but one person should know English. And the one person that did know English was the one that wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't answer my questions, acted like he didn't hear me. But I knew he did because the other guys would all look up and listen. But of course, they, you know, I think they were kind of getting pushed a little bit by him too. I mean, I wouldn't call him, I mean, just from my reaction from watching them, because I had to stay outside just to make sure what they were doing. And I did not understand what they were saying when they would talk, but I got the feeling that they, you know, that he's not the best kind of leader.
Hi.
So I would just, so in no way am I blaming the other two guys that knew no English. And I can imagine, because my mother was Danish, and she had to, you know, and she would be trying to talk to the rest of her family in Danish, and then we were all talking in English, and she would get really flustered. So I can understand, I know that, but she never got rude, and she never purposely didn't look at you and say, just a minute, I'm confused. Let me just get through this, and then I will talk to you. That was fine. That would have been fine.
Yeah, you just wanted to get some feedback, just wanted your questions to be answered, but that didn't happen, and it kind of threw everything off.
And what?
I said all you wanted was to just get some questions answered, and because mm-hmm. of those questions not being answered, it kind of threw everything off as it relates to the installation and the drop being done and your underground line for the invisible fence.
Yeah, I mean, because even if they had told me where they were, where they had the line and stuff, it would have been helpful. And, you know, I'm getting the two times kind of a little bit mixed up. So maybe it was the first time they didn't know where it was, but maybe they figured out where it was the second time. And they said there were some other lines, and that very likely could be because I've had it changed a few times. Mm-hmm. But they obviously were then not up for the job because people that lay the lines know how to figure out what the accurate line should be, and it would then go all the way around the house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway.
Put that part as well in.
Yeah, I mean, just what you can, just relay what you can. I know I'm giving you more than you probably need, but I'm just trying to explain it all. And that I wasn't really trying to harass them or be impatient or be mad. It was just that they just weren't, they didn't seem to be addressing it in the right way. And they would only allow me to talk to them, or the guy would only allow me to talk to him when he didn't know what to do or when he thought he didn't know what to do. And otherwise, he thought he knew what he was doing. And apparently, he didn't.
It didn't work out being that way, yeah.
Yeah.
but I'll go ahead and get this over to the team and mm-hmm. let them get started on it. And as I said, they'll just give you a call next week just to give you an update on what they're going to do. And you said you'd also try to get that cost and the procedure as to what the manufacturing company will do. All right?
Right, because I'm guessing you pay for them, although they shouldn't charge you because they made a mistake. But it might not be that expensive, and then you know it's done right if I have my company come in and take care of it, because I've been working with them for 20-some years.
Yeah. As I said, I'm not truly, truly sure about the process, but let me just get this over to the customer, the construction manager, and mm-hmm. have someone from the team give you a call, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have
You're
a great
welcome,
evening and happy holidays.
Thank you. Have a great one and happy holidays to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.